The News 95.7. 24-hour newsroom is ready and active. When news breaks, we break in at any moment.
Hi, this is Rush Limbaugh. This is my home. My home. In the Miami Valley, WHIO.
And remember, we're not doing news. We are talking about the news.
Now, and Ask the Expert Weekend. On News 95.7 and AM 1290. WHIO.
There is a season
to every purpose. Well, hey, ladies and germs, welcome to There Is a Season, brought to you by St. Vincent de Paul. This is the one, the only show on radio that's all about how we change, how we age, and how we care for one another. I'm Bob Wolf.
And I'm Gloria Shanahan.
No, I'm not Gloria. I think she's done taking the money and left the country. Just kidding, of course. Our dear Gloria A. spent a little time fighting off the flu recently, and she's still resting up. She promises to be back soon, so if she's within the sound of my voice, there's still a seat here for you. We're leaving it over there. Got some flowers on it. You know, your favorite coffee beverage and so forth. So get yourself back here soon. You know, as Gloria would tell you, too, we talk about all sorts of stuff on this show. If you're new to it, topics you just don't hear anywhere else, and that includes your health and your well-being, and including how much stress you're carrying around. You know, there's a lot of different individual health topics, but stress is one thing that just seems to wear all of us out at various points in our life. You know, we also talk about the truly essential financial and legal matters that deserve your attention. We'll get into a little bit of that today. And normally, we want you to be focused on these things before a key life-changing circumstance pops up on your radar. Maybe it's going to be something with you or a family member. And there are just things that we think you need to take care of ahead of time, certain legal activities, certain financial stuff you want to get in order. So you're going to hear about that in this program. We also talk about relationships, what's happening, you know, in and to our society. You see all kinds of stuff in the news. You see fragmentation in families and so forth. And, you know, these are real challenges for all of us to be thinking about. We want you to be focused on what's truly important and meaningful. And to take steps now, today, to plan for the care and spiritual enrichment of yourself, your spouse, your parents, your children, and your friends. This is a show that gets into some technical stuff, the how-to and so forth, but it's also about you and your heart and where your future lies and how you're going to become everything our dear Creator meant you to be. So we thank you for joining us here on There's a Season. If you've got ideas for programs you'd like to share with us for future weeks, I'll give you some information on how you can write to us shortly. The phone number for calling today, if you're unfamiliar, also is 457-1290. It's the hotline right in here, the red phone that comes right into the studio. And if you're interested, by the way, in getting a copy of our popular legacy file document, this has all the essential stuff you need to get in order before either someone takes seriously ill or they're going to pass away. It's really one of these documents that it's a document about documents and also other steps you need to be taking. So there's stuff in there about your finances and little things like, you know, where are the passcodes to the computer, you know, for special accounts, and where's the key to that safe, and all of that stuff is in the legacy file document. It's been a very popular thing that people like to have. So if you'd like to get a copy of that, write to me at bob@thereisaseasonshow.com or Gloria, if you want a nicer response, Gloria@thereisaseasonshow.com, and we'll be happy to get out the legacy doc to you. It's a, like I said, a pretty popular document. It has a nice checklist of all the things that you can be doing that you know vaguely in the back of your mind you really ought to be following up on, like your will and your powers of attorney and all that kind of stuff. But it goes much deeper than that. So Bob@thereisaseasonshow.com or Gloria@thereisaseasonshow.com, and we'll get that out to you. Now, recently we were discussing some of the steps you need to take to protect your assets, especially as a retiree. Bill Otto from Beacon Hill Financial was here for that discussion. And we'll also tell you a little later in the program how you can check out the podcast page if you want to go back and hear that show. But for many of us, there's an even more pressing frontline thing we need to be protecting, and that's our identities and our checkbooks, and also the identities and checkbooks of the people we love. That is, there are countless scams floating around. They involve bogus contractors, phone calls, email scams, a full range of identity theft scams, and more. And when you hear identity theft, it means different things to different people. But I like to think it also includes institutional identity theft, people posing as somebody else in order to get your confidence, your attention, and your money. Particularly vulnerable to these scams may be some of our seniors. And we're going to talk about that later on. Why is that? You know, why? It's not as if anybody listening to the show who happens to be one of our vintage citizens is going sitting around thinking, well, I'm a fool. I'm going to be taken any day of the week. It isn't like that. A lot of these scams are very, very subtle, and they're all built on gaining trust. And a lot of us can fall prey to them. So there's really nothing in particular about any of us that's a fault, but there are conditions that create a ripeness for this kind of illicit activity. And every month there seems to be some new way to take advantage of people, either because, you know, someone's thought up a crazy new way to get your money, or because somebody makes a mistake. There's a breach of some security that you've relied on for years. So all of this, it's disgusting, but it's not enough to be indignant about it. We need to be on the lookout, and we need to prepare ourselves to know when something is up. So with us today to talk about some of the top scams around the country and right here in the community is none other than the top expert, John North, who is the head of the Better Business Bureau in this area and a past guest on There Is a Season. John, welcome back.
Thanks, Bob. First, I want to apologize to Gloria because I thought the coffee and the flowers were for me. So flowers will be here next week, but I drank the coffee.
Yeah, she'll be a little upset. But see, that's what happens. You leave the chair, somebody comes in here and gets your stuff, you know. Well, thank you for being here with us again on the show. I know you've been here several times over the last number of years. And how long have you been with the BBB?
It's been about 7.5 years now.
It seems longer. You seem like the dean of this Better Business Bureau stuff.
You know, and as you get older, Bob, I'm sure you know, time goes by really fast. And it actually seems like yesterday to me. But
really?
I've enjoyed it. We've got a great team over there at the Better Business Bureau working with consumers and businesses, trying to protect people from fraud and help them make good decisions as they look to build relationships with businesses in our community.
And your work is really never done. You know, just when you think you might have said, well, we've got that kind of thing tamped down, you know, somebody puts an old, a fresh coat of paint on some old scam and comes at people with that. Other things, as I alluded here in the opening to, you know, breaches of confidence in financial institutions, healthcare organizations, and so forth, put us at some additional risk. And you're on the front lines of that. You're hearing it all the time.
It is. It's continuous. It's always evolving as technology gets better. The scam artists know how to manipulate that technology and use it for their own gain. So it is ever-growing, ever-changing.
So when we hear scam, obviously the key ingredient in that is some lie, some fraud. And how would you define that in general terms?
Fraud really is deception for personal or financial gain. So it's somebody telling a lie, posing as someone else, trying to get your personal information so that they can make some kind of gain from it.
And this can occur in any number of different ways. Now, one of the things that a lot of people will be on the lookout for as the weather turns warmer here is they start to think, well, okay, I'll get some things done on the house. I'll get some things done on the property. So you're a resource for contractor information, right? A lot of people want to check this out. If I'm going to have this person come out and work on my roof or work on the sidewalk or work on the yard, they want to be able to check that thing out. What are some of the general things people worry about with contractors?
Well, first of all, they want to make sure that they're getting a good deal. They want to make sure that they're hiring the right person and that person has all the right licensing requirements and experience that they need to be able to do the job. So that means you're going to have to do your research. And there are lots of valuable resources available to you on the internet, and we encourage you to use every one of those resources. But always come back to BBB.org or give us a call at 222-5825 to really check out this contractor. We can give you information about whether they're an accredited business, meaning that they are contractually obligated. I sign a contract with them saying that they have to uphold our standards of trust. We issue a letter grade rating based upon their performance here in our market and any market across North America. We also have complaint detail. So when you go to the website or when you contact us, we can tell you the consumer's complaint in detail, and we can tell you the response from the business and how and if that particular complaint was resolved. Relatively new, we've been doing it for the past year and a half now, are also consumer reviews. So you can go to the BBB and you can write a review about your interaction with that business. That review can be positive, negative, or neutral. And we do our best to confirm that there was an actual interaction between a business and consumer. So we will contact the business to see if the business identifies this as one of their consumers. If the business denies that, and the consumer can produce a receipt, then we will post that review so that other consumers in the Miami Valley can read that information and make the best decision that they can.
You know, I can see how you and the rest of your team would be on the receiving end of any number of different complaints that people might have, consumers who were wronged or felt they got the short end. Do you find yourself in when you're talking with these businesses, especially since you've talked about having a contract and so forth, of ever needing to sort of scold them or say, hey, listen, you got to do right by these people? I mean, do you find yourself in that kind of relationship with them?
Sure. From the beginning, you know, it's not a bad thing to have a complaint, but it's how you resolve that complaint. And whether a business in the Miami Valley is accredited with us or not, we hold you accountable to all of those same standards. So if XYZ company is not an accredited business, but a consumer has a complaint against them, we will handle that complaint and we will hold that business accountable. And if they don't respond to us, and again, whether they're accredited or not, if they don't respond to us, that will impact their letter grade rating. An accredited business will actually lose their accreditation. We will suspend them, and then our board will actually take action to revoke their accreditation.
So there is some, you know, public, you know, I don't say humiliation, but there is some kind of a force there that any decent, respectable business would have acting on them if they decide to drop the ball or just ignore the complaint or something like that.
There are consequences to that.
Okay. So what's hot? What's going on right now? We've seen a lot in the news, and you know, we're going to go to a break here in a little bit, but why don't you just set the table for us? What are we going to talk about when we come back?
Well, we've got a lot of things to talk about. You know, one thing that you reminded me of about, first of all, everyone is vulnerable. Anyone can fall for a scam. That's why shows like this are so important. Investment scams is a hot topic, and you'd be surprised who falls for investment scams. And it's exactly the people that you had talked about, people that don't think that they may fall for it. Healthcare scams with the recent breach. We know hackers are hacking into some of our healthcare partners across the nation. That's big. And then senior citizens can be particularly vulnerable for a couple of reasons that we'll talk about.
Very good. Okay, we've set the table here. If you're interested in getting in on the program or you know of a scam, we'd love to hear about it today. 457-1290. We got the man with us, John North from Better Business Bureau. We'd like to thank our sponsors today, especially Hospice of Dayton. Dayton's Hospice for 37 years. You can reach them at 937-253-3547. That's 253-3547. Please tell them you heard about Hospice of Dayton on our program, There Is a Season. When we come back, we'll have more with John North of the BBB regarding scams going on in our area and around the country. Plus, we'll talk about how you can protect yourself and a loved one from getting taken advantage of. We welcome your questions or comments. Again, 457-1290, there's a line open for you. You're listening to There Is a Season on 95.7 FM. News Talk Radio, WHIO.
When it comes to news, weather, and traffic, we're your station for Dayton and Springfield. News 95.7 and AM 1290, WHIO.
Engage with a call center team that thrives on solving problems together. Synchrony Financial is now hiring for call center positions in Dayton. Find out what makes us different. Apply today at synchronycareers.com. That's S-Y-N-C-H-R-O-N-Y, careers.com. Or text SYF25 to 90206. Again, SYF25 to 90206 for more information.
Wild Birds Unlimited.
Attracting beautiful birds to your backyard is as simple as offering them the kind of food they want and need. At Wild Birds Unlimited in Kettering, we offer the best bird food in town. Stop in, mention this ad, and we'll give you a free sample bag of our no-mess blend just to show you how great our bird food is. For the best bird food, nature gifts, and customer service in town, visit Wild Birds Unlimited in Kettering at the corner of Far Hills and Stroop.
Attention all young grasshoppers in Dayton area. Lease exhilarating 2015 Scion FRS. Absolutely zero out of pocket. $289 plus tax. 36 months. Leaving plenty of room for sake. To calm yourself. Visit online first, premiertoyotarichmond.com.
You're gonna love the change.
Put your tax refund to good use during Cedar Hill Furniture's Tax Time Savings Event, where the more you buy, the more you save. Cedar Hill is the Miami Valley's destination for quality name brand furniture for less. So let your tax dollars change your home for the better at Cedar Hill Furniture.
This Saturday evening, the Ohio Lottery will air on MeTV WHIO Classic Television. Watch Cash Explosion this Saturday at 7:30 p.m. on MeTV WHIO Classic Television. The Ohio Lottery. Play today.
At the James at Ohio State, we understand that there is no routine colon cancer. That's why our multidisciplinary teams of cancer subspecialists analyze the unique makeup of your colon cancer at the genetic level, then deliver the most advanced targeted treatments and minimally invasive surgeries. This means better outcomes, fewer side effects, and more hope. At the James, we go beyond the routine to prevent, detect, treat, and cure your colon cancer. Learn more at cancer.osu.edu.
If you could improve your heart health just by drinking a glass of earthy vegetable juice daily, would you do it? Probably not. But what if I told you this performance-enhancing veggie was transformed into a great-tasting circulation superfood drink? Interested in trying it now? For free? I thought so. It's called Superbeets, and it can help you boost your body's nitric oxide levels in as little as 20 minutes to increase your energy and stamina while supporting overall cardiovascular health. Superbeets is recommended by top athletes and doctors because it works. Both men and women drink it in the morning for all-day energy, at the gym for an extra long workout, or in the afternoon as a natural pick-me-up without jittery side effects. Learn how to get your first supply of Superbeets free for just the cost of shipping and processing. Plus, get a free book on ways to improve your health with nitric oxide. Call now, 1-800-573-2990. 800-573-2990. 800-573-2990. Or go to drinksuperbeets.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies, and rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, for a man age 45, non-tobacco user, it's $1 million of coverage and $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50, non-tobacco user, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-862-8376. That's 1-800-862-8376. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters at 1-800-862-8376 or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-862-8376. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
Today it's rained early, but we will dry out this afternoon, and clouds will give way to some sunshine later on. Clear skies and cool conditions overnight with lows in the mid-30s. Sunny for your Sunday with highs in the mid-50s. I'm Tracy Hale Brown on Dayton's official station for severe weather, News 95.7 WHIO.
The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group Ohio. Now back to There Is a Season on News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back to the show about how we change, how we age, and how we care for one another. This is There Is a Season. I'm Bob Wolf. Gloria's away today and sitting in her chair and eating her chocolates and drinking her coffee, and the flowers we'll put aside, like we said. It's John North from the Better Business Bureau, and welcome back again, John. We're talking today about senior scams. We're talking about health care scams, investment scams. We got them all today. Plus, anything else you want to ask, you want to talk about credit cards, debit cards, identity theft, and so forth. This is your man here, John North from the BBB. So 457-1290 is the number to get in on that topic. Now, went to the break and you were talking a little bit about, you know, scams can be indiscriminate. You know, it doesn't have to be somebody who's, you know, doesn't have all their faculties or something. Sometimes it goes after people who are, perhaps even well-versed in a certain topic. And we were talking about investment scams. Explain what goes on with that.
Yeah, you know, investment scams, and it reminded me over as you were identifying the people who often fall victim to it. Investment scams are elaborate scams. We've seen movies about it, like The Wolf of Wall Street, where the most typical person that falls for this scam is a well-educated man with lots of money who is used to dabbling in the market. So they're used to taking risks, they're used to losses, and they're used to big returns as well. And so when a scam artist posing as a broker comes and saying all the right words, these guys are listening, their mouth is watering, they're telling their friends about it, and that's what the scam artist is counting on so that they can make their money. They invest. Those initial investments may seem like they pay off, but what happens with any Ponzi scheme like this, and we've seen it in Madoff, is that eventually the money runs out and lots of people end up losing lots of dollars. And again, the most common type of person losing it is a well-educated man, 55 years or older.
And so it's almost like you have the minor leagues and the major leagues. You can have a very polished con artist who knows the language, knows how to tap into that ego, that desire to maybe beat the average or beat the system a little bit. And that person who's taken advantage sometimes has maybe got ego in the way, or has had some past things go well, and that's, you know, they're trying to build on that experience, or go poorly and they're trying to correct for that experience. And this person comes in and they're polished and knows what to say, and sooner or later, you know, big dollars are lost, right?
Exactly.
How common is that?
It's very common, as you know, we know in recent history, and Bernie Madoff is the biggest example of that, with the hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars that people lost as a result of his tactics.
And it's a shame. You know, I've actually heard things like this, where somebody who had a fair amount of experience, fair amount of savings and investments, had done everything right, and then later on in life loses some huge sum, and nobody can believe it. And that person, of course, feels humiliated, doesn't want to admit it, and so forth, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Now, coming up, we're going to talk a little bit about credit card and debit card scams, and how some of those things are a little bit different, and also why seniors can be targets. And there's some very good reasons why that is. And it's nothing personal. You know, it just happens to be situational for a lot of those folks. And we're going to get into that when we come back. And also, we're going to talk about something that's been in the news a lot, which is healthcare scams. Everyone's concerned about healthcare costs, healthcare scams, healthcare security, and all of that is straight ahead with us. So stick around here, 457-1290, if there's something you would like to ask. And we'll also tell you how you can take part in a special event coming up in about a month, a little more than a month, a great activity for the St. Vincent de Paul Dayton group here in town, and I'll tell you about that on the other side. So stay with us, 457-1290. You're listening to There Is a Season on News 95.7 WHIO.
WHIO, Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. On air, online at WHIO.com, and on every device. With the WHIO app, your news starts now.
It's 9:30. I'm Ron Otto, our top local story. Police still looking for suspects in an early morning shooting.
I'm weather specialist Tracy Hale Brown. When will the rain come to an end? The exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
From the WHIO 24-hour team traffic center, no major tie-ups on the roads. Your drive time on northbound 75 from Edwin C. Moses to 70 is about 10 minutes. Our top local story, Montgomery County deputies are investigating a shooting at a Harrison Township, out of Harrison Township this morning.
Cops say at least two suspects fired weapons during an altercation outside the Republic Carryout on Republic Drive. Deputies say one man suffered a gunshot wound to the leg.
WHIO's Lisa Gordon reporting, according to deputies, the wound is not life-threatening. Three people, including a Miami Valley resident, are in the Randolph County Jail this morning after a drug bust in Union City, Indiana. Cops say they found crack cocaine in a stolen vehicle at a West Chester Chestnut Street Motel. 29-year-old Donald Garrett of Trotwood, along with 21-year-old Michael A. Antoine and 39-year-old Angelia Besecker, faced charges. Cops also found a large amount of cocaine and drug paraphernalia in a motel room.
News every half hour. This is News 95.7 WHIO. Continuing news. Depend on it.
The man whose actions led authorities to put Belle Fountain schools on lockdown yesterday has turned himself in. 49-year-old Ed Ratliff was arrested at the Hardin County Sheriff's Office early this morning. He'll be charged with inducing panic and is currently being held in the multi-county jail in Marion. Now, some area counties watching the water. Weather specialist Tracy Hale Brown has more.
We'll see rain through the afternoon. Butler, Warren, and Clinton counties are under a flood watch through 2 p.m.
We'll have Tracy's forecast coming up. The Harrigan's 5K run walk begins this hour in Kettering. The event is part of the Developmental Disabilities Awareness Month. It starts at Harrigan's Tavern on Marshall Road and winds through the streets of Kettering south of Stroop Road. The exclusive Storm Center 7 forecast from Tracy Hale Brown.
Rain early but clearing skies this afternoon, a high of 54. Tonight, clear and cool, lows in the mid-30s. I'm Tracy Hale Brown, the Dayton's official station for severe weather, News 95.7 WHIO.
Latest scan of live Doppler 7 HD radar. Rain is starting to clear out. Still some in Preble County and off to the east. It's 52 in Springfield, 51 in Dayton at 9:32. If news breaks, we break in immediately. I'm Ron Otto on Dayton's News Weather and Traffic Station.
News 95.7 WHIO. The home of Fox News. We report. You decide.
Hi, this is Larry Hands. You know there's a difference between price and value, but with a new Ram truck, you get both. First of all, Ram gets the best highway mileage of any truck, 29 miles per gallon. That's 130 more miles from every tank when you buy a new Ram instead of a Ford EcoBoost. It's the same for Chevy or Toyota. Think of the money and fuel you'll save with a new Ram. That's the value. Plus, if you use your Ram for towing, a Ram Heavy Duty can tow about 30% more than a comparable Ford or Chevy. Ram's the fastest growing truck brand today. It holds its value better. What's that tell you? Now let's talk about price. The best truck prices in Dayton are this month on a new Ram. With just $313 down, you can lease a well-equipped 2015 Ram 1500 Express Crew Cab 4x4 for just $313 a month for 24 months. $313 down, $313 a month for a well-equipped Ram Crew Cab 4x4. Of course, qualified buyers, tax, title, license, extra. It's a great value and a great price. Tell them Larry sent you.
For a limited time at Tire Discounters, a free alignment is now included with every tire purchased, even one.
Welcome to Tire Discounters. May I help you?
I doubt it.
Say, aren't you Ralph, the manager over at Tire Box?
Nope.
Okay.
Anywho, I only need one tire, so I guess I don't get none of your gimmicks, right?
Gimmicks? Even if you need just one tire, you still get lifetime rotation.
Gimmick.
Lifetime balancing.
Gimmick.
Nitrogen inflation and...
Ha! Left one out, didn't you?
And now a free alignment is included with every tire purchased, even one.
Dang it.
See store for details.
If you could improve your heart health just by drinking a glass of earthy vegetable juice daily, would you do it? Probably not. But what if I told you this performance-enhancing veggie was transformed into a great-tasting circulation superfood drink? Interested in trying it now? For free? I thought so. It's called Superbeets, and it can help you boost your body's nitric oxide levels in as little as 20 minutes to increase your energy and stamina while supporting overall cardiovascular health. Superbeets is recommended by top athletes and doctors because it works. Both men and women drink it in the morning for all day energy, at the gym for an extra long workout, or in the afternoon as a natural pick-me-up without jittery side effects. Learn how to get your first supply of Superbeets free for just the cost of shipping and processing. Plus, get a free book on ways to improve your health with nitric oxide. Call now 1-800-573-2990. 800-573-2990. 800-573-2990. Or go to drinksuperbeets.com.
WHIO News Time is 9:35. Right now, we continue to monitor news, weather, and traffic in Dayton's only 24-hour newsroom. This is News 95.7 WHIO. Welcome back to There Is a Season, the show about how we change, how we age, and how we care for one another. I teased before about our podcast page. If you'd like to catch
copy of this show or any of the shows we've done in the last several weeks, you can head over to WHIO.com. There's a tab on the right side for radio. Drill down under that. You'll see the Ask the Expert series and our shows under there. And you can find our programs going back a few months. The podcast page, great way to be able to share the information you hear in this program with people around the country or just simply hear it again if you missed a phone number or something like that. We're talking with John North of the Better Business Bureau today, and we're talking about different kinds of scams. We won't be able to cover everything they obviously deal with down at the BBB, but today we've talked about investment scams. We're going to talk now about healthcare and also senior targeted scams. And so 457-1290 is the number if you'd like to get in on any of that. I want to tell you one little programming note here for St. Vincent de Paul. In the fourth quarter of 2014, I didn't know if you knew this, but they broke a record at St. Vincent de Paul, not one they wanted to break. But they hit the highest number of children, 113 kids, that were staying at the shelter. Those kids and their parents would have been out on the streets had it not been for the services provided by St. Vincent de Paul Gateway Shelter for Women and Families. So they're doing really good, really important work down there. But your support is needed now more than ever, and you can join them coming up here in the second annual Spring 5K Run Walk event. It's coming up on Saturday, April 25th. The St. Vincent de Paul is near and dear to you. This is an opportunity to show your support. There's enough, it's a sanctioned event if you're an avid runner. You want to cook through there in you know, record time. But if you just want to walk or stroll, you can also do that. It's at 10 o'clock in the morning. It's going to start at the Job Center on Edwin C. Moses Boulevard down there, not far from the UD Arena. And it'll follow along the River Corridor. That is Saturday, April 25th at 10 o'clock. There's teams and individual registrations and so forth. And here's how you find out more. You go to www.keysports.net. That's keysports.net. Or you can call Jennifer Nagel at 222-7349. 222-7349, extension 410. So check that out. That's the 5K walk coming up on April 25th. So as we were going to the break, we talked about all these different scams, John. And I also talked a little bit about credit cards and debit cards. We're going to get into all that, but you have an event coming up here which is fairly popular, and it's a great way for people to get rid of stuff that they consider maybe a personal liability. And what's that called?
We're always talking about people, telling them how to protect themselves from identity theft. And so we put our money along with our sponsors where our mouth is, and we have an annual shred event. It happens on April 18th this year. It's at Routsong Funeral Home, the old funeral home there in Centerville on Main Street. Mm-hmm. You can drive up, and Confidential Material Destruction will take your information, take all of that information. Our BBB staff and volunteers will be there handling the information, and we put it through the shredder. That's the best way to protect your information, because the most common way people still get your personal information is off your person, something you throw in the trash.
And once it's in your trash out by the curb, it's really out of your hands.
Free game.
Completely free game. So you're out there sitting on a stool all afternoon just ripping these things. One, you must get all kinds of paper cuts, right?
We do. We get actually literally tons of paper goes through those shredders.
So what day is that coming up again?
It's April 18th, Saturday, okay, after tax day.
Okay. So, you know, that's a great time when people have all their paper out and, you know, they can say, look, I don't want to put this back in the file or in a folder someplace or throw it in the trash. Good way to get rid of it. All right. Now, let's talk briefly here about credit cards and debit cards. What are some of the biggest things that go on there that are fraud related?
Well, we know about recent breaches from major big box stores that are in our area, and many of us have been impacted. What you need to do in any of those situations, you need to monitor your credit scores, not your score, but actually your credit reports. You can go to annualcreditreport.com, and you can get a free report from each of the bureaus once a year. So we encourage you to go to one every 3 months or so to get that information to make sure there's no fraudulent activity. Big difference between credit card and debit cards is you have the full backing, and usually your credit card company will not hold you responsible for anything. Mm-hmm. If you report it as fraud. Your debit card, however, is real money, and those terms are different. And if someone steals your debit card information, that's money coming out of your account, and that's live. Mm-hmm. So there are not the same kinds of protections. That's the biggest difference between the two.
So people really need to stay on top of that. And you know, the annual credit report thing is, that's another one of those kind of no-brainer things. People just need to take the time to go out there and look at it. It's amazing what follows in our wake, you know, that's a liability to us that we just need to kind of get our eyeballs on once in a while and find out if there's anything going on.
Exactly. You know? And this at annualcreditreport.com, it's not related to any of those cheesy commercials that we've seen over the years.
Right.
It actually is free. They don't ask for your credit card information, and you can get a report every year from each of the credit reporting bureaus.
All right, that's great information. Now let's move on here to a big area of concern for people, and this is what's going on in the healthcare arena. You know, what are some of the top things that are happening with healthcare scams? You know, we obviously had the big thing with Anthem, made a lot of people nervous, and what are some of the biggest liabilities because of that?
Yeah, health fraud pops up everywhere. You can see it on television, you can see it on the internet, and they're targeting people who are desperate to find anything to treat a health issue or to find a cure. All of us, as we get older, Bob, we start getting these aches and pains, and there's these commercials making these miraculous claims that they're going to be able to help you. So you want to be very careful. Don't rely on a paid actor who's claiming to be a real-life person who's used the medication, or they're claiming to be a doctor. Never just send money, send your credit card information to get a product unless you've really researched the product. The internet is a great resource for that. There's all kinds of information out there on the internet about these products, so you want to be very careful before you rely on some paid actor telling you that this is a good product.
What are some of the, and let me just stop you there for a brief moment. What are some of the ways to, using search engines and so forth, if you put in, for instance, the title review of, well, you're going to get an awful lot of stuff, which is, you know, PR spin. You're going to get pages, and you're going to get a lot of these supposed reviews of the product, and almost all of them are favorable. There are some categories of things that I've looked for in the past, and I'm going, well, gee, I can't find anything negative about this company, and it makes me a little nervous because I'm thinking that's not realistic. You know, there's got to be something up. Is it important to put in the word scams, complaints about? You know, what are some of the things that you've seen allow people to dig a little deeper to get the information?
Yeah, actually, you know, you need to be familiar with the internet and know what kinds of things are popping up. First of all, there are the paid advertisements that appear in your searches. And those paid advertisements are not bad things, but know that a company that's pushing a product that may not be completely legitimate or may not be able to follow through on any of the claims that they make may be advertising there, and there obviously are going to be some positive things. Those usually happen at the top of your search or along the right bar of your search. Mm-hmm. The other information is the generic search results. So you're going to get a mixed bag of information. Certainly companies are doing their best, and companies in this area are doing their best to put their best foot forward, but you're going to get a lot of information there. You're going to see some real results, and even if you type in the name of a particular product, that information is going to come up. It may come up and show a scam that someone is talking about, and you may see lots of postings related to that. Yes, I've bought this product. It isn't what they say it is. And if you type in scam, then you're also going to get a more complete picture that's going to direct you to anyone who may be talking about this particular product as a scam or any scam related to any search that you're doing.
And frankly, people are very, very aggressive. You know, I've got some background in this, but if you, one of the terms out there in marketing is search engine optimization. So you've got people on both sides. You've got the search engine companies trying to provide the results, you know, best. You put in so many terms and so forth, and you come up with this organic list on the top page. But you've also got people who are writing and building the websites and building the extra pages for reviews, whether they're real or not. And sometimes they're already ahead of the game saying, if somebody puts in scam or somebody puts in bad review, they've got somebody already countering that on some other page. Whether that person's real or not doesn't matter, but it takes a little while and a little bit of digging past that first page of results to start weighing this and start to say, gee, on balance, there's enough here. And believe me, I mean, the other factor is people who write in on the website and complain are probably more common than people who don't. I mean, think about it. When somebody's upset, they tell, you know,
that's
tell
right.
the world. But if it takes a little while to kind of weigh these things and say, well, that's reasonable. That's a reasonable number of complaints, or I could see somebody saying that. But if all you're hearing is good news, or if every negative thing has been turned around, that's sometimes a flag that people are working very hard to overcome the bad press on some product or service that they've had out there.
Exactly. So. You've got to be very savvy. You have to do your research and you have to dig deep.
Why else is healthcare, the healthcare breaches and so forth, why else is that a problem?
Yeah, you know, the big part of that, we know, and we've seen it before with the big box stores and our personal information been stolen, like our credit card numbers and people using that information to set up credit in our name. The scary thing about the healthcare breach recently is that they can start setting up health information in our name. So they can sell our information to individuals who have very expensive diseases or individuals who just get sick and go to the doctor or go to the hospital, go to the emergency room using our healthcare information. That becomes a part of our permanent healthcare record. And that can be more challenging to get rid of than even clearing up your credit scores.
That's a devastating thing. I mean, so somebody walks in, maybe who doesn't have insurance, couldn't get insurance, or, you know, maxed out on their insurance, and they start to use yours, and they go in and start receiving healthcare benefits. That's showing up in your file, and it's something that you would have a hard time getting rid of down the road.
They have your name, your birth date, and they have their own illness, and they're making their own claim, and it's showing up on your healthcare record.
So what do you suggest people do?
Well, you need, in the case of Anthem, they have on their website, anthem.com, information on how they're going to protect your information. So just as you need to monitor your credit scores, you also need to be very careful with your health information and any activity that's going on there. They're very good about sending you out information. There are pre-authorization things that they have to do. They send you mail directly telling you about anything that this is approved, this is not approved, or you need to contact, or they will call you. So contact Anthem, see if anything's going on. Lock down your credit. There are, you can go in, and it's actually not that big of a hassle if you are someone that has been breached, and you can lock down your credit. So anyone who tries to put credit in your name, it's frozen. Mm-hmm. So if you need to use that, you'll have to go back and unfreeze your credit report for a specific time period to establish credit in another area. But this protects you from those fraudsters who are trying to steal your identity and establish credit in your name.
Let's shift gears here a little bit now and talk about senior scams, things that target them. We've talked about grandparent scams and so forth. You know, and what are some of those things that are common that you heard? You mentioned one here before the show that I think you've said before. And what's a common thing, the grandparent scam?
You know, a big one is the grandparent scam. And this is usually in the middle of the night. You get a call because our information is out there. You know, I can type in your name and I can get general information about you, the city that you live in, sometimes your telephone number, your age range, and I can contact you. And in the case of grandparent scams, they call you up in the middle of the night. There's this soft voice on the other end that says, "Grandma." And then the person, the senior on the other end who has this grandchild, will say, "Julie, is that you?" Gives them an indication that your granddaughter's name is Julie. They say, "Yes, Grandma, this is Julie, and I'm in some trouble. Don't tell Mom and Dad, but I've been arrested here in Canada, and I need some money. I'm going to put the police officer on the telephone, and he's going to tell you what to do." So they tell you. Someone else gets on the phone, tell you that, yeah, they're in trouble. They need $1,500. You need to wire that money to this particular place, or you need to go get a green dot card from Walmart. That green dot card, give them the number. You put so much money on it. They clear all of that out. Very common. It's happened to members of my family where they've called, try to pose as a grandchild to try and get that money.
So they're playing on emotion. They're playing on the fact someone's sleepy. They're playing on the panic notion. Nobody wants, you know, any grandparent's going to say, "Oh, I love my kids. I want to take care of them, and they're in trouble. They're, you know, so let me rescue and help them." A very insidious kind of thing. We're going to talk a little bit more about grandparent scams and other reasons why seniors are targets, and also give you a few key things to have in the back of your mind here as you're thinking about scams and thinking about protecting the people you love. All of that's going to be coming up here very soon. Plus, we've got some previews of some upcoming shows, including a very special one next week. that we'll tell you about here, an extraordinary story. So stick around here, 457-1290. We're talking to John North of the Better Business Bureau. You're listening to There Is a Season on News 95.7 WHIO.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking weather, traffic, and news. News 95.7 WHIO.
There's never been a better time to build or remodel. Now during Menards Construction Sale. Save big on lumber, siding, roofing, doors, windows, and much more. Ideal Garage Doors offer exceptional durability and quality, and there are many sizes and styles to choose from. A 4-star, 8x7-foot raised panel door by Ideal with a limited lifetime warranty is just $269. Stop in today and save big during Menards Construction Sale.
Save big money at Menards.
We're getting reports that credit amnesty at Subaru of Dayton is back. We go live now.
Jan, that's right. The event that has extended credit to thousands, credit amnesty is back at Subaru of Dayton.
Jeff, credit amnesty is a huge hit with customers. If you make $350 a week, you get up to $20,000 in credit.
That's right, Jan. Plus, Subaru of Dayton has new Subarus from just $159 a month. Sir, what brings you in?
I've been waiting for credit amnesty for months. Way to go, Subaru of Dayton.
Ma'am.
I just got approved for $20,000 in credit, and my credit stinks. And new Subarus, $159 a month.
Jan, that's brand new 2015 Subaru Impreza 2.0i premiums, $159 a month.
Credit amnesty is back. Get up to $20,000 in credit.
Subaru of Dayton.
Anything but ordinary.
Neighboring Sam's Club on Miamisburg, Centerville Road.
Or SubaruofDayton.com.
Impreza FLF 11, 36-month lease, 10K miles per year, 15 cents for excess. $19.59 due at signing, plus tax, tag, and license to qualified buyer. Security waived. Payment may be required, 12% APR for 72 months with minimum 550 beacon. On select models ends 3/31/15.
It's James Free Jewelers' 75th anniversary.
Come celebrate 75 years of excellence.
75 years of savings.
But today is the last day of our anniversary celebration.
Save 40 to 75% on millions of dollars of jewelry.
With the area's best selection of quality jewelry at amazing prices, it's no wonder James Free was voted best jeweler by Dayton Magazine.
Our collection could fill 10 average jewelry stores.
And now you can save 40 to 75% on everything in the showroom.
Dazzling diamond jewelry.
Stunning works from famous designers.
Elegant Swiss timepieces and more.
Save 40 to 75% off engagement rings, wedding bands, anniversary bands.
And financing options are available.
But hurry, because today is the last day of our 75th anniversary celebration.
At James Free Jewelers, 3100 Far Hills Avenue in Kettering. Does anyone pay retail for a diamond anymore? Not at James Free. Rolex, Patek Philippe, David Yurman, and loose diamonds excluded. See store for details.
March Madness is upon us, and you can get ready for all the excitement. Connection to the Selection will air this Sunday from 5 to 8 on News 95.7 and AM 1290 WHIO. Join John Bedell and former Dayton Flyer greats Keith Waliskowski, Brooks Hall, and Josh Pastorino as we unveil the brackets. Take a look at who's coming to Dayton for the first four and where the Dayton Flyers will be playing. It's all coming up Sunday, 5 to 8, here on the home of the Flyers. Connection to the Selection is brought to you by Cincinnati area Toyota dealers. Toyota, let's go places.
Miami Valley families have counted on Hospice of Dayton to care for their loved ones for 37 years. Celebrating life, making every moment count, caring for patients and family members together. Hospice of Dayton is your community hospice. There is only one Hospice of Dayton. Call if we can help. 937-253-3547. 253-3547. Or visit hospiceofdayton.org.
Wild Birds Unlimited.
Attracting beautiful birds to your backyard is as simple as offering them the kind of food they want and need. At Wild Birds Unlimited in Kettering, we offer the best bird food in town. Stop in, mention this ad, and we'll give you a free sample bag of our No Mess blend just to show you how great our bird food is. For the best bird food, nature gifts, and customer service in town, visit Wild Birds Unlimited in Kettering at the corner of Far Hills and Stroop.
Hey, looks like nobody's home at that house.
Okay, let's see what's inside.
Attention, this is the Alarm Force Central Station. Identify yourself immediately. The authorities have been dispatched.
Let's get out of here.
Protect the ones you love with live two-way voice monitoring from Alarm Force. No telephone line at home, no problem. Go wireless with Alarm Force's cell wave technology, installed at no charge for a limited time only.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
St.
St. Patrick's Day is March 17th. You want something green, lush, and beautiful to get for the ones you love? Trust Ed Smith Flowers and Gifts in downtown Dayton for spring flowers, too. Stop by 209 West Riverview Avenue or go to edsmithflowers.com.
Today it's rained early, but we will dry out this afternoon and clouds will give way to some sunshine later on. Clear skies and cool conditions overnight with lows in the mid-30s. Sunny for your Sunday with highs in the mid-50s. I'm Tracy Hale Brown on Dayton's official station for severe weather. News 95.7 WHIO.
When the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather or traffic tie-ups, depend on us for up-to-the-minute information. News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back to There Is a Season, the show about how we change, how we age, and how we care for one another. I'm Bob Wolf. Gloria has been away this week. She'll be back, she promises, next week. We're talking with John Norris of the Better Business Bureau. We've got a caller here. This is Ron from Fairborn. Ron, thanks for calling the show.
Register a nonprofit with the BBB. What's the criteria involved? And what's the benefit of doing that?
I think I heard you say, how do you register a nonprofit? And what's the benefit? And does that cover everything?
And yes, and what's the prerequisite to register?
Okay, great question. John?
First of all, if you're a consumer, you're aware of a nonprofit that we're not aware of, you can contact us, give us a name and address and telephone number or whatever you have on that. We'll reach out to that nonprofit organization to get information back from them. We have a charitable advisory service, so we require nonprofits to report to us on our 20 standards. So that standards relates to how they're governed, how they use their finances, and how much money that they're raising. So it is a pretty thorough process, and we have staff that work with nonprofits to help them meet those standards. And then we create a charity review on that nonprofit, and consumers can go in and donors can go in to see how this charity stacks up against our standards.
Great question, Ron. I appreciate that. Now, we were talking just before the break here about why seniors seem to get targeted. What are the main reasons that seniors seem to be victims of scams?
Yeah, there are a couple of main reasons why seniors are targeted by scam artists. First of all, seniors that come from that great generation, as Tom Brokaw explains, and even older baby boomers come from that trusted generation. They left their windows open in the summer. They left their doors unlocked.
A different age.
That's right.
Time.
They had no fear. So they're very trusting, and scam artists know that. Second is that they have resources often. You know, they have their nest egg. They have some money sitting there. And so scam artists know that it's there and that they might be able to get access to it because of that trusting nature of seniors. The other reason is oftentimes seniors value their independence and they fear losing their independence. And if something like this happens where they lose a good amount of their nest egg, they're afraid that a family member or a close friend who's working with them are going to take away more of their independence.
So they want to sound like they don't make mistakes. And even when they do make a mistake or somebody takes advantage of them, then they don't want that news to be shared.
That's right. And scam artists know that.
Yeah. That's a tough spot. Puts them in a very vulnerable position. There's not enough time to cover everything we could talk about, so we're going to have you back on the program again. But how can people get in touch with you?
So you can go to the website always, bbb.org, and you can put in the zip code, an area zip code here, or a zip code of an organization that you're working with. And so we cover all over North America. You can always call us at 937-222-5825.
Very good. Thanks very much for being with us this week again.
Thanks, Bob.
I appreciate it. We've got some great programs coming your way here in the next several weeks. We're going to talk about long-term care insurance. We're going to talk about a special program about caregivers of Alzheimer's patients. It's going to feature Dr. Barwani. It's in conjunction with Wright State and Hospice of Dayton. That's going to be coming up here very soon. And then next week, a special program featuring a special young lady. Join us as we talk about overcoming adversity, the story of Abby. You won't want to miss that. And please have your kids sit in for that. It's important to listen to that show next week. Our thanks today to St. Vincent de Paul Dayton and to all our sponsors who make the program possible. My thanks to John North of the BBB and to you for spending your time with us today. Remember, dear friends, do not regret growing older. It is a privilege denied to many. For Gloria Shanahan and our great crew, I'm Bob Wolf. You've been listening to There's a Season on News 95.7 WHIO.